Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. India and European Union conclude official level negotiations for proposed free trade agreement. India-EU Security and Defence Partnership to be signed in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate India Energy Week 2026 in South Goa virtually. Government convenes all-party meeting today ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Uttarakhand government implements amendment ordinance to reform several provisions of Uniform Civil Code. 6-day-long National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 begins at Red Fort in Delhi. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal has said India and European Union have concluded official level negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement to boost two-way commerce and strengthen economic ties between the two sides. Mr. Agarwal said that the two sides are set to announce the conclusion of official level negotiations in New Delhi today. More details from our correspondent.
Commerce Secretary said the trade deal from the Indian perspective is balanced and forward-looking, which will help in better economic integration of India with the EU. Mr. Agarwal added that it will propel trade and investments in both economies. The announcement will be made during the EU-India summit, which will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will hold summit talks with PM Modi in New Delhi today. The pact is likely to provide duty-free access to a number of Indian goods from labor-intensive sectors such as textiles, chemicals, gems and jewelry, electrical machinery, leather and footwear. Vice President of European Commission, Kaya Kallas, has said that the EU-India Security and Defence Partnership will be signed today. Kallas said there is strong momentum for closer cooperation with India and EU is seizing it. She said as a symbol of the deepening bond between the two countries, personnel from EU naval operations, Atlanta and Aspides took part in the Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday for the first time. The EU market accounts for about 17% of India's total exports and the bloc's exports to India constitute 9% of its total overseas shipments. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
European Council President Antonio Costa has said that India and European Union can together act as strong providers of stability, protectability and reliability on the global stage and protect the rules-based order at a time of growing geo-economic turbulence and unpredictability in trade. In an interview to a TV channel, Mr. Costa said, India-EU FTA will send an important political message to the world that India and EU believe more in trade agreements than in tariffs. He further added that the deal is important at a time when protectionism is rising and some countries have decided to increase tariffs. The fourth edition of India Energy Week, IEW 2026, will begin today in South Goa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conclave virtually. Mr. Modi will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration at Betul village in South Goa district. More details from our correspondent.
Under the patronage of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, this premier event will bring together over 75,000 professionals and 550 speakers from 120 nations. Global leaders like Hardeep Singh Puri and UAE's Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al Jaber will lead discussions on balancing energy security with decarbonization. Featuring 700 exhibiting companies and specialized thematic zones, the event showcases innovations from green hydrogen to biofuels. By integrating local Goan heritage with high-level diplomacy, India Energy Week 2026 aims to forge the partnerships necessary for a sustainable and equitable energy future. Mahesh Sobre, Akashwani News, Panaji.
Government has called an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. today to discuss key national issues and legislative business ahead of the budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. We have a report on this.
The budget session of the parliament will commence from tomorrow and continue till 2nd of April. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the members of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The union budget for the year 2026-27 will be presented on 1st of February on Sunday in the Lok Sabha. There will be 30 sittings during the session. The budget session will be held in two phases. The first phase of the session will be held from 28th January to 13th February, while the second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. Drishti Bunyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Uttarakhand government has implemented an amendment ordinance to reform several provisions of the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. It has introduced about a dozen and a half changes, including stringent penal measures against coercion and fraud in marriage and live-in relationships. Details from our correspondent.
Through these amendments, the provisions of the code have been made more clear and practical, ensuring its effective and transparent implementation. The amendments align criminal procedures and penal provisions with the new Indian legal codes, while also strengthening registration-related powers and the appellate mechanism. During the one-year period of the UCC, its most significant impact has been seen in the marriage registration process. Through the online system, spouses can register their marriages from anywhere. In the past year, since the implementation of the UCC, more than 5 lakh marriages registration have been completed. Under the new system, marriage registration certificates are now being issued within the average of 5 days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
BJP National President Nitin Naveen will be on a 2-day visit to West Bengal beginning today. He will participate in a series of key organizational meetings aimed at strengthening the party's grassroots framework ahead of the assembly elections in the state. Mr. Naveen will chair a state core team meeting in Durgapur today, focusing on organizational strategy, political roadmap and upcoming programs. Tomorrow, BJP President will attend the Bardhaman Vibhag Karyakarta Sammelan at Chitrale Mela Maidan, Purva Bardhaman, where he will interact with party workers. Later in the afternoon, he will participate in the Asansol District Karyakarta meeting in Raniganj, addressing organizational issues and guiding party workers at the district level. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the states, centre and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Haridaspur-Paradip new rail line located in Odisha.
The Haridaspur-Paradip new rail line, spanning 82 kilometers in Odisha, was conceived to establish a direct, high-capacity rail link between the mineral-rich hinterland of eastern India and Paradip port. The project was sanctioned in January 1997. Project execution encountered challenges like land acquisition delays, financial issues, and delays in licenses and approvals. These issues were compounded by forest and environmental clearances, civil works, and formation activities. Activities progressed unevenly. The project's trajectory shifted decisively following its escalation to Pragati review in August 2018. Recognizing the project's national importance for port-based logistics and freight mobility, Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued clear, time-bound directions to the Government of Odisha, Ministry of Railways and District Administrations to solve pending land acquisitions and statutory clearances in a mission mode. The project was commissioned in 2020. The passenger train was finally flagged off in March 2024. With Amani Yadav, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated the six-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation.
This festival will offer a glimpse into India's culture and heritage. We invite the nation and the world to come and witness the Bharat Parv. I hope that through this festival, we will attract both domestic and international tourists.
Speaking on the occasion, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat noted that through this festival, visitors will gain a deeper understanding of country's traditions, folk arts, crafts, cuisines and tourism destinations, thereby strengthening people's connection with the nation's heritage. Traffic restrictions will be in force in parts of Delhi today in view of the full dress rehearsal of the beating retreat ceremony at Vijay Chowk. The restrictions will be enforced from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Vijay Chowk and Raisina Road from Krishi Bhavan roundabout towards Vijay Chowk will remain closed or restricted for general traffic. Traffic beyond Dara Shikoh Road roundabout, Krishna Menon Marg roundabout and Suneri Masjid roundabout towards Vijay Chowk will also remain restricted. Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and Rafi Marg up to Kartavya Path crossing will be affected. Commuters have been advised to take alternative routes including Ring Road, Ridge Road, Aurobindo Marg, Saftajang Road via Kamal Ataturk Marg, Rani Jhansi Road and Minto Road. In cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe today. The match will start at 1 p.m. IST. The Zimbabwe Under-19 side enters the Super 6 after a challenging group stage, recording 2 losses and 1 no result. On the other hand, India Under-19 have been unbeaten so far in the tournament, securing victories over the United States, Bangladesh and New Zealand during the group stage. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians MI defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB by 15 runs at BCS Stadium in Vadodara last night. Mumbai have 6 points from 7 matches, while RCB, who have already made it to the playoffs, have recorded 10 points from 7 games. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Colourful pictures of the magnificent Republic Day parade at the Kartavya Path are splashed all across the newspapers today. The Indian Express caption reads, EU centre stage on 77th Republic Day celebrations. The Times of India says, euphoria at Republic Day parade. The Hindu goes on to contribute, India-EU close in on FTA as negotiations conclude. The Hindustan Times on its front page notes, airlines in new push to get safety rules watered down. The Times of India mentions, spouse, not husband, district courts ordered to use gender-neutral terms. With shopping bags all full, Action India flexes shopping muscle to lift Republic Day show. Sales across daily essentials, electronics rise to 5-year high, mentions the Economic Times. The Financial Express notes, with smog more than a health hazard in urban India, new risk factor for India Inc. pollution, grab curbs, restrict construction activity, disrupting supply chains and real estate timelines. The Hindu in its editorial section talks of RBI's fiscal advice. Under the captions, mind the time, the newspaper goes on to say, India needs public-funded geriatric care to take care of its elderly. While India is often celebrated for its demographic dividend, its states are undergoing a significant but uneven demographic transition. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and European Union conclude official level negotiations for proposed free trade agreement. India-EU security and defence partnership to be signed in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate India Energy Week 2026 in South Goa virtually. Government convenes all-party meeting today ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Uttarakhand government implements amendment ordinance to reform several provisions of Uniform Civil Code. 6-day-long National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 begins at Red Fort in Delhi. And in cricket, India to take on Zimbabwe in Super 6 stage of Under-19 World Cup at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.